protesters chanted "No More Camps" at the Lights for Liberty vigil in downtown Santa Rosa as passing cars honked in support of their cause. They call them camps rather than detention centers in order to accentuate the inhumanity of imprisoning children and families. Santa Rosa was one of 700 or so cities across the U.S. that organized protests to stop the detention of migrant children. Sonoma County group Comité Vida, or Volunteer Immigrant Defense Action Committee, helped organize Friday's vigil at Courthouse Square. Patricia, a protester who asked us only to use her first name, held up the organization's banner on 3rd Street.
La mayor parte de la gente tiene un objetivo muy claro.
A majority of these people have one clear objective, and that's to stop what's happening to these kids. They are being separated from their parents, and that has terrible consequences. We have to close these camps because these are kids that we're doing this to.
Porque hay niños y niñas que están siendo afectados.
The protest came 2 days before ICE planned to start raids across more than 10 major cities in the U.S., targeting more than 2,000 undocumented immigrants. According to numerous sources, the raids planned for Sunday didn't materialize. But last week, at least 22 undocumented immigrants were arrested in the Bay Area. One was a man from Sonoma County. That's according to the Rapid Response Network, a group of activist organizations and attorneys united to protect immigrants. ICE did not respond to our request to confirm this.
I'm very concerned. I think it's scaring people.
That's protester Janely Gregory. She hadn't heard of the arrests that happened in the Bay last week. She was motivated by the president's threats to ramp up deportations. Gregory doesn't think the protest will change his mind, but she does think it can accomplish something equally important.
An awareness of what's going on in the border and support for people who are in trouble. You know, let them know that people do care in America.
On the other side of the crowd, Patricia echoed this feeling.
No creo que este tipo de manifestaciones eviten o vayan a cambiar lo que él tiene planeado o su administración.
I don't think this will change what the president or his administration has planned, but it does help show that our community here is in solidarity with immigrants that are being criminalized and persecuted.
Están siendo criminalizados y perseguidos.
Comité Vida has another protest planned for Tuesday, July 23rd, outside of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors office. Protesters will be asking the board to divest the county's money from any banks that invest in companies that operate private detention centers. I'm Adia White for KRCV's North Bay Report.